You're listening to the Triangle's Afternoon News with Steve O'Brien on FM 98.5 and AM 680 WPTF.
Voters in Durham gave overwhelming approval to a bond referendum sending money to Durham Tech. I want to get more information about it, and the president of Durham Tech, J.B. Buxton, is here with us. President Buxton, thank you so much for joining us.
Steve, thanks for the invite.
So I am such a big fan of the community college system, not only here, but all over the nation. I'm a community college grad from Arizona, so I'm always happy to see it. And getting additional funding always will help the community college system.
Well, there's no question about that. And as we see such major shifts in this labor market and the kind of jobs available, we're running hard to keep up, and this certainly helps us do that.
Absolutely. And this is training our leaders of tomorrow. And that's an awesome thing. So you got a lot of money. What are you going to do with it?
Well, we are very thankful to the voters of Durham, who we felt came out strongly in support of our need to get a life sciences training facility and a new healthcare training facility on the ground here on main campus in Durham. So in a nutshell, it's going to allow us to build facilities that are all about high touch, hands-on training for jobs that we know are not only here now, but are projected to be growing in the future in areas like biotech, biomanufacturing, and all kinds of healthcare-related occupations.
Of course, there's always going to be need for qualified workers in the healthcare industry, and this is such an awesome thing for Durham Tech. Tell me some of the healthcare-type careers that you're going to be getting better training for, our leaders of tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, we are the only community college in the state that serves two tertiary care-level hospitals, so think comprehensive service hospitals. UNC Health System, Duke Health System, also Durham VA, long-term care facilities. So most people think about healthcare and they think about nurses. And we will do a lot of that. We'll do a lot of nurse aide or certified nurse assistants, but there's also respiratory therapy, surgical technology, medical assisting, occupational therapy, anesthesia technologists. There are all kinds of fields that require community college training, but not more, and are good jobs that have real growth opportunity in this area. So that's just a handful of the kind of training we'll be able to do.
You know, you mentioned about surgical technicians, and they are so needed. You watch them on TV shows and the doctors saying scalpel and all that kind of stuff. It's not an easy job, and it does take training, and there aren't a lot of programs that are offering it.
Well, that's right, and it's a big growth area in this specific area. It's also the kind of thing, Steve, where you can't put people in a classroom and on a simulation, on a laptop or something. You've got to have them in the kind of operating suites or labs settings they're going to be in, working with other professionals. So nurses work with surgical technologists, with anesthesia techs, and that's what this facility is going to allow us to do, create the kind of settings that our students will be in when they go to work in these hospitals, and they're just much better trained and much more likely to feel prepared and to stay.
You know, it's interesting because I've talked to your friend Scott Rawls over at Wake Tech, and they're getting people trained as well in the healthcare industry. And it's just great that you've got the facilities and the financing to be able to, as you said, give hands-on training and not just reading it from a book, getting training so that when you graduate, you're ready to move into the field.
That's exactly right, and I'm glad you mentioned Scott Rawls and Wake Tech, a great institution. And people listening should know that while Wake Tech serves Wake County and we serve Durham and Orange County, we've got people living all over these counties that work all over the region, and we work together in these areas. We just started R2P Bio, which is kind of a common front door for students and companies in the biotech area. So they're not trying to figure out, who do I talk to, Wake Tech or Durham? You talk to RTP Bio, and we get you to the right institution to get the training you need. And this new life science facility will allow us to take that even further for students and companies.
And finances shouldn't be a problem because there's money available for everyone to go to school. It's going to take work, but finances shouldn't be one of your concerns.
Well, that's right. I mean, depending on your family income, we've got great availability of federal Pell Grants. We also have a supportive state when it comes to low tuition in the community college system. And then for us in Durham and Orange, we've got two counties that have provided short-term workforce grants. So whatever level of training you're looking to go into, you need to check with us and see the kind of financial aid package we can put together to make it possible.
And you mentioned about the number of facilities right there in your backyard, and I'm sure the folks at UNC and also at the Vet Center as well are happy about this too.
Absolutely. And again, we appreciate their partnership and very thankful to voters of Durham for putting the confidence in us to make this happen.
J.B. Buxton is the president of Durham Tech, who just got an overall approval for a bond referendum. President Buxton, thank you so much for joining with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Steve, thank you and for your continued advocacy of what we do at the community college.
Community colleges are awesome, and smaller classes and a great way to learn and lots of help to get you through those programs. WPTF News Time 448.